I mean, the stuff-wise is still fairly optimistic, but I had a tough one today, obviously. You know, they found a way to put a lot of balls in play and, you know, found a lot of holes, and the ones that did hit hard found corners, and, yeah, it was a tough one.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was a tough one. Yeah. You watch real quick WNBA All-Star
No.
Game? Now
no.
You're cranky. Cranky Frankie.
I am, because you think this is the 27 Yankees that are underachieving.
No.
You watch it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Was
I had
it
a
fun?
Good time. The best part was the shirts that they... I really think this. These... you asked me, did I watch it? Yes. And they had the warm-up shirts, Steiny, talking about getting... they want to be paid more money. And I thought it was profound. It was in black. They all warm. But I got some sound I wanted you and the listeners, Evan and I, heard this morning.
Oh.
That just kind of puts things in perspective in regard to the Caitlin Clark hate.
Is this this is... Okay, let's do it.
Now, Evan, your boy, I set it up and teased it for later, but you want to get into it right now, which we can. I thought we was having a giant discussion.
No, I didn't.
I was just saying I set it up for later. You didn't hear me.
Okay, we can do it later then.
Yeah. I want to just continue this because I just feel like you're caping up for the coaches. Just... Not only are you caping
this
up,
team
you
stinks.
Won't even allow the possibility for maybe they're not having the best communication from their skipper. Because to me, that's a big part of what a good manager does. Obviously, it's strategic decision-making, communication, Steiny, and I don't know. And I watch Melvin after every game, and you would think it was the same game. And I'm just wondering if guys like Ramos – And even the Bay, I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't think it's crazy. And we had callers to see what I'm seeing. Like, huh?
Then fire. You know who you should fire? Posey. And I'll tell you why. And I'm not kidding here. Like, this is so they get rid of Gabe Kapler. They bring in Buster Posey.
Yeah.
And Buster Posey says, "We're going back. We're turning the clock back. We're gonna go do it like we did it when we won 3 titles." Okay. Well, how'd you do it? Well, we did it with professionalism. We did it with a clubhouse without histrionics. We're certainly not going to hire a manager like Billy Martin. We're just not like
now. Why do you say that a manager
Melvin,
like that?
Because that's not what like Posey does not believe in those guys. He doesn't believe in these flipping spreads 3 times a year like. They had their success with Bruce Bochy, very understated. They had a veteran team that didn't need a lot of
But Bochy
managing.
Would let you know, and the umps, Steiny, he would, okay, forget flipping the spreads. Bruce Bochy would
Well, Bruce
would
Bochy's
go
a
crazy.
Hall of Fame manager.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, well, like,
but he
Melvin's
wasn't.
Not. Melvin's not a Hall of Fame manager.
Okay, all right.
Melvin's just a good manager.
Right.
He's just okay.
But I guess the point I'm trying to hammer home, and you kind of said it, is Posey would let you, Bochy would let you know how he felt. And he was strategic in that, letting his players know how they're playing. This ain't okay. And however he used whatever piano key he was going to press, I can vision Bochy just getting ran now. And some guys that have it and possess it, Steiny, know how to use it. And when I say talk about that, that's communication. And then Bruce Bochy leaves here, goes to the Lone Star State, and brings a carcass of a team to the promised land and wins the World Series. And again, I'm sure he had different players than he has here, but I just question when I watch the Giants, I don't see a team playing with fire. And you could say, "Goo, that's on them." But I feel like that's a big part of the manager.
And I don't think you can play with fire when you can't score. And they just can't score. And to me, I just don't think the roster's good enough. And In fact, I'm starting to think it's not even close. And you might be like, well, what? Okay, so they started 12-4, right? They started 12-4. Okay, that's fool's gold.
Right.
Then they were 33-28, and that's when they won 8 of 9.
Okay.
So they're 41-29.
And that's 61 games.
70 games.
Yeah.
And then in the last 30, they're 11-19. So to me, that's baseball. Got off to a good start, hung in for a while, winning streak. Now they've played a bad month.
Right.
And the chips have fallen, and they're 4 games over 500. And can they play better? Yeah, probably can play a little better, But I don't
see. I think a lot better.
Well, how what, okay?
Adames and Devers on line one.
They're 52-48. What would their potential record be if things were clicking?
I'm not doing math. I'm just telling you more victories, more offense, more runs. And I'm looking at this, and you talk about that 11-19 with the big bopper, Ralphie Devers. Obviously, that's the losing part of the season. But, Stani, that's concerning to me if I'm Buster. How the hell do we add this to our nucleus and we're 11-19? I don't think it's just, guys aren't doing it, nothing to see here. That's the red light, the siren flashing of, what the hell is going on here?
Maybe guys played over their heads for the first 70 games. And now we're 100 games in, and we talk about how long a baseball season is. It's a marathon, and we're finding out. I mean, like, I just look at – so your three best players aren't playing well, aren't hitting well.
Okay.
And then you have Bailey, who's terrible, Fitzgerald, who's not very good. Okay. Jung-Hoo Lee's not very good. Yaz is Yaz.
Yeah.
Flores, like – you should have known when you got Devers that Flores was going to take a step back because he wasn't going to play as much. And then you got a young guy, Matos, who's not even in 180. Like, there's just so many gettable outs on this team because they're lacking talent at spots. Mm. And their lineup has a lot of holes in it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're right, because you're breaking it down for your point about, now, you know, I'm not backtracking. I think they're underperforming. But if you're right and Buster feels the way you do, then we can expect no additions come the trading deadline because it sounds like, Stani, there's too many holes to fill.
Well, you can still try to fill, like, but that's where I believe Buster Posey made it clear that this was going to take a while to at least the ownership group. Because I believe Buster Posey does believe they have multiple holes. And then what he did this year was he got an everyday shortstop and he got an everyday designated hitter. All right? That's not the end of it. That's just the start of it. Like, I'll bet in 2 years they're going to have five different players on this team.
Well, we had an all-star last year in left field, so you were hoping that he could just maintain that or be close to that. Okay.
He has.
All right, so we'll go to center field. And I know it wasn't on Posey's watch, but man, that's what are we doing? I thought the Giant, and I tweeted, you didn't see it, Stani, over the weekend, another Giant game, another different leadoff hitter. It's like you brought this dude to be the leadoff hitter. I'm just saying, let him fail, but let that be your dude to set the table. Who's to say jerking him around and batting him up? I'm just asking these questions because it's natural. Well, in regard to Jung-Hoo Lee, I thought he was the next. See, and he's been a bad signing thus far.
And this is, like, for me, so you said Jung-Hoo Lee, maybe putting him all over the lineup has hurt him. Well, the way I look at it is, okay, what would be the other thing? You lead him off come hell or high water,
okay,
even when he's slumping.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's got it, like, Melvin will get ripped for that. Like, there's no one way to do it. Jung-Hoo Lee's not hitting, so it's easy to say, well, maybe he needs to play, just hit leadoff all the time. Okay, so then he hits leadoff for 10 days in a row, and he doesn't get it done. You just got to live with it? I mean,
you're living with it now all over because this team just can't hit. So you're living with it, just at a greater rate. Everybody's a part of this.
Yeah. I'm not saying, but if everybody's a part of it, when do you say, Goo, maybe the team's not that good. Maybe if it's not just one guy, maybe there's not a great lineup. You know what? And let me ask you this about the pitching. Yeah, I get it. Ray's been great and Webb's been great. Then what?
See,
like, then yeah, what? Okay. Roop's been good.
Yeah, no doubt.
But then what?
Okay, this is what I was about to tell you.
It's not as good as we think.
I know a lot of people, rightfully so, just in regard to endurance, What if down the stretch we see a different version of Ray and Webb? It's just not as dominant. I thought this offense would be somewhere to where they could sustain that, Steiny.
No.
It's like, you guys have been so great. Take a deep breath. Let your hair down. Not be bad, but we can score when we show up 4 or 5 runs. That won't be like a lunar eclipse, but it feels that way for the offense. So as worried as people are about this rotation, I mean, and as much as I'm talking about what I didn't see from Verlander Friday, Steiny, in regard to run support, they didn't score. And they had chances to score. So, I mean, you could have Kershaw in his prime and Mad Bum in his prime. If you're not going to score, that's where your problem lies. But
well, and you're not going to score
on,
if you don't have a good hitting team.
Yeah, but Adames is better than what he's shown.
Okay, but what he's shown is what he is through 100 games. You're 52-48, and Adames has hit 220.
Not good.
Maybe
enough.
If Adames had hit 250, you'd be 54-46, and you'd be right there.
But doesn't that give you more hope that you got guys underperforming rather than this is just who they are? Because we know for a fact, Devers and Adames, there's more in there that we're seeing. And Chapman's been cool with the stick. So what if he were to, show some signs of life?
Chapman's going to end up where Chapman always ends up, probably 20 to 25 homers. You asked me about Adames, and he's not going to have the year he had in Milwaukee last year. He's got no chance of that. Okay, so
can you be better than what you've been through 100 games?
Probably, but I wouldn't expect him to hit 330 in the next 60. I just don't you know what I think too is Ramos, not Ramos. I think Adames, Devers, they're stars, but they ain't superstars. They're not. They're really good players. They wouldn't be the best players on other teams, on a lot of other teams. They would be like the dangerous guys behind the really dangerous guys. And now they are. They have to see. I agree with you. Maybe Adames and Chapman and
Devers
will get hot, man, and they'll be able to carry him.
Yeah.
For how long?
As long
couple
as
weeks.
I would take it. We would take it.
Okay, but then what's going two guys can't carry a team for an entire second half of the season, and Devers is going to get hot at some point. You got to believe, and he'll hit 5 homers in 15 games, and they'll go 10-5, and then he'll start to level out again. He won't, ideally, won't be as bad as he's been for 28 games, but I just don't, they are not good enough. Devers, as good as he is, he can't carry a team for months at a time, I don't think.
Here I go, Steiny, and this is the beautiful thing about baseball. A team could accumulate 11 hits and go 0-9 with runners in scoring position, and that affects the outcome of the game to me, the runners in scoring position. Without even looking at the numbers, I can tell you who's at the bottom in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. So if I were right and we got our wish and we saw Adames and Devers carry the team for 2 to 3 weeks, other guys get at bats. So we're not saying get 4 hits, Wilmer Flores, but if you could get better with runners in scoring position, along with Jung-Hoo Lee, Yaz, it's a collective. Then I think we see better results.
Alfredo Saldivar on the YouTube chat. Steiny, Willy Adames is not a star. He's an average player. I think he's a little above average.
When he's getting paid like a star.
I think he's above average. Not this year. And
so do you think there's any to this? Not fair, but I'm going to do it. Do you think there's anything to, through 100 games, Adames hasn't looked like Adames, hitting half of his games at this park, and through 30 games, Devers hasn't looked like Devers with half of his games at Third and King? Do you think there's any parallel to those two dudes underperforming from what we know?
I wouldn't just blame it on the ballpark. I'd blame it on everything.
Like, what's everything?
There are new situations, but Devers played in Boston his entire career. He's been here for a month. Probably doesn't know anybody. Probably trying to figure it out. Probably trying to figure out the ballpark. Probably not 100%. And Adames, big contract, maybe put some pressure on himself early, and he got off to a terrible start. Now he's trying to turn it around. But yet, do I think the ballpark's got something to do with Adames? Yes, absolutely. I think we've seen that at times. I think he's hit some balls that would have gone out in Milwaukee. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but I feel like he's starting to figure it out at home, even with the power. And, you know, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a good sign. They need more. But, you know.
And I don't disagree with that.
What?
They need more from everybody.
Yeah, but I wouldn't expect you to get more out of everybody because I don't believe everybody's underachieving. I think Devers has obviously can play better and hit better. Adames can be better. You know, Chapman's Chapman. Ramos has been Ramos. It's the other guys that they're just not good enough. But Devers and Adames have been the biggest problems on this team too because they're the ones that should be the best players on the team. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So the Giants start a three-game series against the Atlanta Braves tonight.
Yeah. And I don't know what to expect, partner. I really don't.
Like, they're probably going to struggle to score runs. I mean, like I always think it, like, what do you mean you don't know what to expect? They'll probably get some pretty good pitching.
Because let me tell you,
they probably won't hit great.
No, it'll probably be a close game. Normally, it's the offense I worry about with the Giants. It's the pitching now. Birdsong. Hopefully, he has a good outing. But my point is, this could be like yesterday. You score six runs, but you give up eight
that's
or nine.
That's a sign of a team that's not very good.
Admit that hasn't been the Giants' MO up until what we're starting to see, if you want to even call it a little regression with the starters. Like, I'm with you. We hadn't seen that type of game.
Right. But, like, when you're not a good team, you can lose in a variety of different ways.
Are you really ready to say you think they're not a good team?
They're not. No, I'm not saying they're not a good team. They're a 500 team. They've been a 500. I mean.
Yeah. Well, there's some more losing to come then, because if you're right, I'm just saying, they're four over.
See, I think there's been a huge disconnect between the fans and Buster Posey. I think Buster Posey knew that this team, when he took it over, wasn't close. And that doesn't mean they were terrible, but the reality is, if you look at the National League, how many teams, like, there are a lot of teams that don't even care in baseball. Mm. So to me, if you're a team that's like 500, you get a lot of wins against teams that are absolutely terrible.
And the Giants went through six games and went 1-5 with the Marlins and White Sox. Like, that counts.
I know. But again, it's because
Devers.
The disconnect is Giants fans thinking that this is a finished product and that they have enough to win. And that they, in theory, Giants fans thought after they got Devers, they had enough to deal with the Dodgers. Like, people were saying that.
But it was looking like that,
what do you
Stani?
Mean it was looking
and
like that?
And they're six back. I know you're like, well, you know, people are laughing right now, but you're still
If you're going to say only six back, then you should not be as upset as you are now if you're going to talk about being six out.
This is not upset, Stani. I'm concerned. And I don't believe Posey's thinking like you.
I know he is.
If you're right, let's just say for this part of the exercise, he knew getting Devers there was still more to do.
No doubt.
Okay, but he expected more impact from Devers in this offense. That I believe.
Yeah, and he probably expected more from Adames, more from Chapman.
Because what's about to happen if this thing continues is you're going to waste a great year by two of your stud starters. And you could throw Roop in there. Like, that's not okay. I don't think Buster's thinking, oh, this has been cute. We got 22. Like, no, Stani, you still got action. You got it today. But something's got to change. A message.
Nothing's got to change.
Like, the performance has to change.
Well,
that
they can try to, you know, this is their team. They're going to try to do as, you know, they're going to try to win as many games as possible. But again, if I'm looking at this team, compared with other teams, you know, they still could make the playoffs. They might. But I don't look at this team saying, man, why aren't we right on the Dodgers' tail?
Well,
because you don't have good enough pitching and you don't hit it well enough. And oh, by the way, let's not sleep on, you're not a great defensive team and you're not a good base running team. You're not fast. Like, they're kind of like the Warriors a little bit. You know, we're upset at the Warriors because they didn't, or not upset, but you know, you look at the Warriors, you're like, well, they should be better. Well, let's take a look at it. They're small. They're not athletic. They're old. Guess what? That's why sometimes they struggle.
Well, let's follow the money.
The Giants
here.
Have as many, they have exactly those same kind of holes.
Yeah, let's follow the money. The Giants spent, and I know it wasn't Buster, on Jung-Hoo Lee. That's been underwhelming. You spent on Adames, who I know I'm, unlike you, Stani, I like what I'm seeing moving forward, but you spent some bread on him, but I'll give you the win. I'll say, okay, it hadn't been what you thought it was going to be up to date. And then also Devers, like, they've been spending chicken. So those should be three spots along with Ramos. If we're giving the go-ahead on Ramos, which we are, like, it shouldn't be, hey, we're nowhere near ready. And we got two horses, two-fifths of our rotation that have been filthy enough to even make the All-Star game.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like a team that can score but can't play defense. Mm. They don't hit well enough, and then when they do hit, maybe that's the night that they're
like, they got it to one run yesterday, and I'm thinking, old Giants bullpen is gonna. I get it, Stani. I was shocked. Oh, there's a home run, a three run. Like, we're not used to that from this Giant team. And again, I'm just saying, like, I was thinking, okay, here they come. The bullpen's going to do what we've taken for granted. And man, if that starts repeating itself, then what are we looking at? Problems, I believe.
Blue Jays are better than the Giants.
And you know, Stani, I heard
they're much better than the Giants.
I got you. But when you got your left fielder misplaying routine high school, you know, line drives, and then you also have guys sliding off the base to kill an inning when you don't have too many of those innings. Am I mad at Jung-Hoo Lee? No. But I'm like, that's buzzard luck. But what irritated me is everybody don't got to remind me that the Blue Jays are a good baseball team. I get it. But that doesn't take away from what I'm watching the Giants not do. Everything's a reason now.
If you have Ramos in left field, you have to live with stuff. They had to live with Ramos in left field. They paid the price last night for Ramos, or yesterday afternoon, because Ramos is probably a below average left fielder.
See, I didn't know defensively. I never said he was a gold glove. I never knew his route running was kind of there. We've seen it all year.
We talked about it a lot last year.
When you're playing like they're playing the other day, you cannot miss balls like that.
But he's not a good defensive player. They have a starting left fielder who's not a great fielder. So you can't ask him to be a gold glover. Like, Ramos is having a Ramos year, and he hurt you yesterday, but you know what? He's going to hurt him five more times this year because he's not a great defensive player, but you hope you can overcome it. 888-957-9570 is the number, and 888-957-9570, like I said, is the number. What's going on with the Giants? Underachieving? Or are they achieving? And they're right there. They're 2.5. They had a bad series against the Blue Jays. They can get it. They can get it going. 888-957-9570. Hey, if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it's time to flip that metal switch. Time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with new vodka. NUE, American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled, new is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. You get quality with new. No fluff, no pretense, no velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They're absolute game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's not just my pick. It can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, make the right call, grab New Vodka in stores now, or go to newvodka.com to find it near you.